Hey, how are y'all doing? Everybody and I just wanted to get together. We wanted to get together, the girls, the ladies. Reese, Sheikha will join us another time.
Hello, good evening.
Hey, cuz, how are you?
What's up? How are you?
I'm doing good.
I cannot complain. I just vibe out tonight. I vibe out. What? Sometimes when it seems like things are falling apart, some things are coming together.
Right.
Just make the time, and I'm here. I'm happy that you made it. How has it been going? I miss you. I miss you too.
Like, we took like a month and a half off.
I know. I'm serious here that. And every week that passed, I felt bad about it. Like, I love Girl Collective. I have to make sure I give it the time that it warrants. You know, I felt so bad at the peak of somebody listening, and we are continuing to gain followers.
Right.
People are constantly, you know, I got to get in the space of... I got to hire somebody. That's just where I'm at. Because by the time I teach my class, I get done with class, Taylor's been sick to where I literally had to just keep her out of school where she did not wear the mask and do any of that stuff to get her well. Taylor was out of school like 7 days.
Oh, God.
And I think the bug that she was getting, jumping on me, so I felt like, even for me over the last month, I would get well and then I'm down again. Her voice is gone. You know, and then I'm going as I'm always again. I can only say to sometimes when it feels like it's all falling apart, you know? And then we got the news. It's been a lot, but not for 1 minute. I'm done with, you know, what we started. I don't know. I think I want to say that to the audience, you know. Don't give up on something that you started and you're really passionate about, y'all. Like, it has been weeks. It has been weeks. And
yeah,
there were distractions, there were some things. And life sometimes happens, you know. But I want you all to know that we are here. It's holiday time. Happy holiday season greetings. And Girls Collective is coming back consistently. 2022, new season. We're closing out season one. And we're revamping bigger and better. Bigger and better. If you like what you have heard, it's only going to get better.
Way better.
That's all you all, doing a juggling act and not being so successful at it, in that I want to be the instructor, the mom, and we do. We wear all those hats, and sometimes it's okay to delegate your task. And I had to realize that, you know what, you do. You need some help. You can't edit and host and post and build a website and tutor and teach and, you know, do your students and learn crypto and host the group and onboard agents for the company. I get overwhelmed. And then
That's that superwoman.
But then you exhaust it. So when it do hit and you kind of, you know, you got sick or your little one gets sick, it is, yeah, the domino effect. But, we love you all, and I just rock with us and know our best is yet to come. We are not off the grid, although it may have felt like it. And I get, you know, you can't do what we've done to an audience, but I think that we have some loyal listeners. I'm going to be better about just, I found some systems to even push what we have out there. Okay. So what we have shared is going to be in heavy rotation. Twitter wise and quotes from us and things that made you laugh, whatever caught your ear, and had you tuned to Girls Collective know that more of that is coming. I won't hog the 40. I want you to know that that plastic silverware is still one of my favorites. So I definitely want to kick off our season 2 with that convo again. But come on, Tara Bear, tell, you know, share on what's your vision for us in our new season as we close out season 1.
Well, I thought season 1 was amazing. We shared a lot. We had a lot of breakthroughs. We had a lot of aha moments in season 1. Mm-hmm. For season 2, I do want us to bring in a younger perspective. We got a lot of little cousins and nieces and nephews that are doing big things. So in season 2, just expect us to try and grab a younger ear.
I love it.
For season 2. Also, I want to bring in a lot of co-hosts. I want to do like a idea that I have for season 2. It's like a boss bitch like run, like just interviewing women who are doing great things, like local women, business owners, you know, women that are making power moves, because this is Girls Collective. And I feel like we need to reach out to people so they can share their journey in different aspects of their life. So I'm looking forward to that for season 2. And I'm also, for season 2, I really want to get a visual going for the podcast, because I feel like that will increase our reach if we get a visual. But it needs, I've been missing the podcast. I mean,
I'm telling you, I felt bad. And guys, if you don't know, we winged it. Like, what you got from us in season 1 was just, hey, you know what? We don't talk. When we do talk, the conversations are epic. They're bomb.com. We should do a podcast. And the rest is history.
Right.
We didn't come in with anything pre-scripted, nothing. It was just us getting together each week, sometimes 2 weeks. This is the longest that we've ever gone, and I missed it. It will return. We will be back. We're going to close out with episode 20. 20 episodes was our first season.
But right.
I'm so for, Terry Bear, everything that you are talking about bringing. More guests, different perspectives. Growth.
Right.
And going back in retrospect and even just listening, I'm like, wow, you know?
Right. And I think we need to give ourselves a pat on the back, a round of applause for us not knowing anything about the podcast.
What?
And we just jumped in.
You like, to say
we just jumped in. I am an avid podcast listener, but I knew nothing about
Hello.
Producing the show, or you know, the content, or how it was going to go, and we literally just came in and was like, "We're going to do this." So I want to thank everybody for listening. Personally, I have a lot more to say. I'm going to be a part of Girls Collective as long as Girls Collective is Girls Collective.
Yes, with
this, with us coming to an end, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to flood the social atmosphere, like all the social media platforms. And I have been writing like little mini surveys. So I'm going to try and get you guys to journal with me and tweet with me with the different episodes for the first season. So don't think that I'm just trying to push it for the sake of pushing it. I'm trying to push it to get you guys engaged with the conversation. So that's something that I'm going to do. I'll probably put it on our Facebook feed and our Twitter feed, the little synopsis that I've written for each episode. And then we can take the conversation from there, because I feel like we had great topics.
We did. We absolutely did. You guys, you hear, this is Stephanie and Tara. Reese and Chica, they'll return. They'll return. You'll hear from them. But we're changing. We're changing. We're growing. Life demands different things at different times. We're still girlfriends. We'll always be the original Girls Collective. How that's going to pan out, we will see. We will see, okay? But be excited in that those friends of mine, those that raw talent, those beautiful personalities, will still be a part of our platform some way, shape, or form. You only hear us tonight because, again, sometimes when it feels like things are falling apart, they're actually coming together. And that's the beauty in it. But I look forward to growth, look forward for giveaways from us. We have gear. We have things to spark your love and interest for Girls Collective. We want you guys to keep rocking with us and know that we love you. We appreciate the support. And beautiful things to come in 2022 and beyond. And beyond, okay?
And beyond. Because I foresee, like, I have big visions for Girls Collective, the brand. Like, I see big things. I see a conference. I see leadership conferences. I see
getaways.
Yeah, all of like, that. I see, right, I see retreats. You know, I see us being able to sponsor, you know, needy families for the holidays, mm-hmm. because that's what we're about we as are. Girls Collective. Yeah. I mean, I'm the only male voice on the show, but and it's three mothers at different phases of motherhood. Like, Stephanie has a young baby, Bashika has a 21-year-old daughter, and Reese has a son that just graduated high school, so he's about 18, 19. So these are women that can give you different perspectives of different avenues of being, you know, of mothering and rearing. We did an episode, one of my favorite episodes was the mom versus mother and the difference and that. And I feel like we got a lot of good content there. So that's the episode, mm-hmm. if you guys want to start listening. I always point people to that episode first because that was the episode.
Really? I love mm-hmm. it. It's funny for us that you say, and not to say, you know, pick the episode for you. My favorite is listening. And I think it's listening because Chica was very transparent about her relationship with Pumpkin. And sometimes we don't like to admit that, you know, I ran into, you know, a rocky place. Or my child was trying to talk to me about some things. And I, girl, you know, because that is sometimes in parenting, we, you know, or relationships or, you know, with our mothers and our fathers or dads or whoever we run into sometimes. Oh, like I'm not being heard. I think any teenager kind of faces that. Yep. I know I'm worried about our young people sometimes and like bullying or just being in situations where you don't really know. You want to protect as a mother. Mothers are nurturers. And I loved in that episode how she's like, you know what? It been so, and it was, you know, eye-opening because a lot of times we, you know, we don't share that. So I love how transparent me and my sisters, my girls for life, have right. shared, like you said, without knowing. We didn't try to, you know, bring in somebody. We didn't try to script it. It was raw. It was real. And I am excited, Terrence. I want to say I love that from even inviting you, you have been such a fresh ear. You know, when, and because sometimes when things are your baby or things are you're in the thick of it, I am guilty sometimes of overthinking or being consumed with so much that I think it hinders my vision for other things, if that's clear.
Yeah, and like I said, that's that superwoman, like that's that cape that Black women put on, like, you know, and sometimes you got to take it off and delegate and, you know.
I thank you for bringing back, though. I really do, cousin, in that you have been the grounding and that, you know, that text of like, hey, what's up? You know, yeah. What we doing? Okay, right. Yeah, we on the trip. You were sick that week. It's been a month. What y'all doing? You know, I needed that. I did right. because you look up and you don't realize, hey, that was 4 weeks ago. Damn. It right. feels like, feel like a week ago to me. No, bitch, that was 4 weeks ago. Like,
right.
You know.
And then, you know, our listeners were, they hitting me up on the social, like, what's up? What a con? Where y'all uh-huh. at? So, uh-huh. I, you know, I had to get, you know, put out the bat signal. Hey, what's going on?
I
do fully understand. like I said, y'all are three mothers, y'all are three entrepreneurs, y'all are, you know what I'm saying? We all have work. We all have to, you know, do that 9 to 5 just to stay alive situation. But
consistency is the name of the game.
Yeah.
You know,
in this space.
Uh huh.
In this space. Yeah.
It is. We can't build an audience and we impress, you know, we impress enough to get sponsorship, you know, how arrogant and I'll be completely transparent. And God said to me, I dare you procrastinate, you know, that's arrogant to think that you even have the time. No, I've blessed you all with gifts and talents. And I've even without, you know, some people, if the outside looking in may say, how you don't have, you know, XXY and this much going on with your podcast, you know, y'all not on there with, you know, with killer equipment, and I can tell your audio was off here or there, but we are making huge strides to say April of this year, nothing, literally April 1, we decided, girl, we have great conversations, we're going to start recording, we're going to do a podcast. And the rest is history. So I thank you guys sincerely, Terrence, you as well, Jerbert, I, for being that grounding, for showing love to us, for wanting to hear what we have to say. It has made me more confident and also appreciative. I appreciate every listener, anyone who has supported Girls Collective. I vow to just be better. How arrogant of me to think that I've had time or to put off just in life, oh, I'll get around to it. No, I make time for what's important to me, and Girls Collective Season 2 will be its best. It will be its brightest. Our best is to come, okay? Our best is to come. What do you have, T? That's what I have to jump on briefly and just say, guys, Season 2, we're back. Still rock with us. We're promoing Season 1. Again, I'm going to do some giveaways. We have gear. We have things that spread your Girls Collective love. We love you all. Back the top of the year. Happy holiday season greetings to you. I can't wait for what comes, what lies ahead for us.
I'm excited. And this, I'm so excited. With the holidays being upon us, and this would be a great time for us to wrap up Season 1. But I just want to tell everybody who struggle during the holidays, because it looks all joy and glee, but, you know, sometimes it's somebody that don't have that, mm-hmm. you know, that relationship with the holidays. Like, they don't have that, what media paint the holidays to be, with the red mm-hmm. and the snowflakes and the gifts, and that's not everybody's reality. So just know that, guys, you can reach out to us if you just need a unbiased person to chat with, or, you know, on all our social media. Like, I will be here. I man the Twitter. So if, you know, if the holidays aren't the best time for you, a lot of times people don't realize, like, just talking to someone, mm-hmm. it makes things better. So that's another thing that Girls Collective is about. It's about reaching out. It's about that. So in this holiday season, I hope everybody is having a great holiday. I can't wait to see you all, guys. I mean, I can't wait to talk to you guys in 2022.
We're going to invite them in our green room, though. Remember, we have visual. We have visual capabilities, too, for 2022. So that's right. Coming up. We won't always do live, but I think it's going to be fun to invite you all in our room and do live events as well. And I meant, you know, from our Instagram handle, I'm going to be better about just DMing and know that our DM is not restricted. It is us that is responding to you. It's not a bot or anything like that. So I piggyback on what Tim Bear has said. We are about empowerment, you know? So if the holidays for you is not that fluffy good time, I understand, you know, for some it's the worst. I'm grieving. I'm thinking about, I have two very close girlfriends that, you know, you as well, Terrence, you know, mom,
right.
Your mom is here. And one of my girlfriends here recently made a t-shirt like, damn, I miss my mama. And I'm like, wow, Mona, I don't know what to say in that, you know?
Right.
And but just know that I love you. I you know, if there's anything I can do to lighten that load or that you know, you don't know what to say. I don't know what to say in regards to, but know that we are here to support.
Right,
if because it's a laugh, if it's a joke, if it's you know, just there and hear me vent about. I don't know. You have
that's exactly ear. That's exactly what I was going to say. Sometimes it's not what you say, is just the fact that you're listening. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people just need an ear. So that's why I put that out there. If you just need a ear, or if you need to have a whole keyboard warrior conversation,
let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. But listen, Stephanie, I want to tell you, I am very impressed. Like you said, April 1, y'all started. I think I had Auntie Dale in the car with me April 12th or 13th. It was Melinda's birthday. And she was like, you know, your cousin got a podcast. I was like, no, I listen to podcasts. She was like, yeah, it's good. Like, the girls got a podcast. Check them out. And I immediately listened to the first three episodes. And I think I was on episode, like, four. So
I love it. And she is eager. You know, we had mom come on and she's like, we not recording again. I was like, just some suggestions. You know, life is. And we'll be back bigger and better. But she's eager. You know, guests are on the lineup. I talked to Precious. We message. I won't say we had a conversation just yet, but she's open. So we got to talk about that off our guys. Okay. All I'm going to say is the heat is coming. If you're rocking with us, keep rocking. Yeah.
Stella, we ready for you, Stella.
Oh! Oh!
Stella, we ready for you.
I'm telling you. Oh, all of that. I'm so excited. I really am. In that, although you missed some content, your girl has been behind the scenes here and there just with the vision of where we want this thing to go. So that's all you all. We wanted to jump in and say our season one is over. Holidays are upon us, but we love you. We thank you for your listenership. We thank you for supporting us. We want to say happy holidays. If your holiday don't feel so happy, message us, tweet us. We got you. To just listen, to engage with you. That's what we're here for. We're about empowering. And it's genuine. It's love. We love life. We are truly grateful for you as a listener and as our audience. And we will be back in 2020 bigger, better, brighter. Connecting with us, Tony.
You forgot the two, cousin. We'll be back in 2022.
Oh, I left off.
Where is time going?
so far, fast, huh? Crap. That part. Thank you. See, that's why Terrace is here. 2022. I didn't even realize it. 2022. It sounds funny to say. A lot of twos. Okay.
Right.
You all, that's all I have. Stephanie.
That's all I got. Tear Bear, just make sure y'all follow us on all social media platforms at Girls Collective.
And we'll see you guys. Yes, we need Reese to say something wild, and she could have just.
I miss them so much, but I know they'll be back in 2022.
They'll be back.
Yeah.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
So until then, you all, good night. We love you. See you in the new year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, Girls Collective.